Welcome to the Self-Talk Radio Show.
Mind-changing radio.
Welcome to Self-Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer, and my next guest talks about what makes a balanced millionaire. She has close to three decades of experience helping to make millionaires at executive Fortune 500 firms like Kleiner Perkins, Blue Cross Blue Shield Ventures, and more. She's been tapped for her expertise on the San Francisco Business Journal, NPR, among many others. Sharing her expertise on teaching many other seven-figure business owners how to live passionately and abundantly using transformational tools to guide your business and your life. Welcome to the founder of Inner Edge International, Eileen Mendel.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thrilled to have you. It's quite a quite a resume you've got there.
Thank you. Yes, it has been a challenge to work in all the areas that I have and get the education, but it was well worth it. It was a journey well worth it.
Yeah, it seems like you've had a lot of corporate background there. Can you tell me more about, you went to college, obviously, you went into the corporate world, but did something shift for you in doing all that work?
Well, I knew that I wanted to make a difference in the world from a very young age, and I knew that the education was going to help me. But once I got into the work world and I started working in a corporate environment, I realized that I could not express my creativity and be the person who I authentically am in the confines of a corporate environment, which was very restrictive.
Yes.
So a small company environment, or eventually running my own company, was the answer for me.
Now, what differentiates Inner Edge International from other high-level consultancies that are out there?
Inner Edge International is a synthesis of business and life coaching and consulting, and it's geared towards building a seven-figure business, but at the same time balancing four areas of your life, which is the health, relationships, time and money freedom, and vocation. So while building a strong business for my clients, we gauge the impact of lifestyle and vice versa. So from my experience, I have seen businesses focus on growing a product or service, and instead of growing the product or service and not paying attention to the people factor, there's something missing where they do not have a tight corporate culture. So people go to work just for the paycheck, or they'll go to work just to fulfill what they enjoy. Could be computer programming. It could be, their marketing job. Then they go home and have their separate life, and there's no connection of, the business to, they're living a dual life, essentially. There's no connection of the business to what their life is about. My goal is to integrate the importance of lifestyle and the culture of the business to encourage a good life, a quality of life that everybody wants, while at the same time participating in the growth of a business that I think when the two go hand in hand, the business flourishes, but also the people also grow.
There might be some listeners tuning in right now that say, well, gee, isn't that kind of fluffy? I mean, if I've got a product and I need to have quota, I need to hit quota, I can't be worrying about my lifestyle or my happiness. So what is your answer to that query?
I think when a company, and I always go back to companies like Apple Computer, that their whole theme and their goal in their business is to change the way people live. And they incorporate that whole philosophy, both in the products they produce, which revolutionize communication and learning and ease of use, to what's going on internally with the company, is to encourage creativity. And I've not worked for Apple, but I know from what I've read and what I've seen and heard that they do everything possible to be one of the most creative companies in the world. And they've shown that they've done that because they're one of the top companies in revenues and growth in the world. So there's something to it to extend what the product is about to your clients, and also create an environment inside the company that encourages everyone to participate in the creative process to bring out the most revolutionary products that we've ever seen. And that's why they're a role model, an example for what companies should be. And I see that as a trend that I would like to see in all companies. The traditional way of that companies have worked is to focus more on products and services and not the people, and not the people factor, but getting the product and service out there and in the marketplace and making money. And the focus has been making money, but not looking at how they can both be creative to, you know, fit the needs of the people that they're serving while creating that same kind of environment of serving their own employees, you know, encouraging that creative way of thinking.
So you like to work with, instead of the product, you want to work on the company culture first and getting the mindset straight before going out with the product. It's kind of like, do you feel that sometimes your client puts the cart before the horse? They want to get the product out the door rather than working on the culture internally?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So who is
Like you said, it's about creating that right corporate culture, the dynamic that is going to produce something that is better than anything else that's out there. But if you don't have a corporate culture and mindset, you can't really work as a team. If people are just showing up for a paycheck and, you know, if their mindset is, you know, the competition, I'm going to be better than the competition and be number one, you know, that doesn't cut it. You have to have the mindset, a certain mindset, to be number one.
We're speaking with Eileen Mendel. She's the founder of Inner Edge International. You've been doing business strategy for how long? Over 20 years?
More like 30 years.
30. So you've done this a time or two. This is not your first time around the block. Who is the ideal person that you love to work with?
My ideal person is a heart-centered, visionary business owner. They're committed, determined, ramp up their business. Their goal is to get to 7 figures or more. They want to give themselves as well as their staff time and money freedom. Great health is important, rewarding relationships, and they want to honor their own dream, but those of their staff as well, so that everyone can live a high-quality life while growing that 7-figure business.
So what are some of the success stories that you've worked with that have achieved that 7-figure status?
I've actually developed this new program, and I'm working with some clients that are currently now still, you know, they're still in the lower 6 figures. However, we are chugging along basically with some ideas, with some services, with the presentation and marketing that will get them to the 6 to the 7 figures. So it's a matter of creating the vision that they want, the lifestyle that they want, the kind of people that they want to work with, both as clients and internally as their staff or virtual staff, and to put that all together as a vision. And so they have a goal, and step by step, we're progressing towards getting them to the vision of a company that they would really love. And that's the bottom line.
So, do the clients that come to you, are they already at 6 figures, or have you taken somebody on that just needs seed money, has an idea but hasn't taken the business to that stratosphere? They might have a scalable business, but they don't have the seed money behind it. Do you work with people like that?
I tend to veer toward people who already have taken action, already have shown me that they are so committed to growth of a real business that they have already brought the business, you know, sometimes to the, you know, maybe $90,000, or could be just over the $100,000 mark. However, to me, the ideal person would have to have shown to me that they want to grow a real business, that this is not just a lifestyle business. It's a real, true business where they can disseminate products and services internationally and as well as nationally, and are committed to having something that has a that will leave a legacy and revolutionize or have a impact on human, you know, on the human society. And there's a lot of people with ideas out there.
Yeah.
Great ideas.
Yeah.
That could be failed. But then if they don't take the action and show me that they can make some money and that they've taken the steps toward building that business, I feel like they're not ready to work with me at that point.
What are some of the buzzwords that your favorite clients come to you with that you're like, oh, yeah, that's somebody I want to work with?
I would say I can't think offhand of any particular words other than the feeling that I get when I talk to them, and usually there's a preliminary interview stage where I evaluate and they evaluate whether there's a good fit. And if I'm feeling the strong passion that they have to grow something bigger than themselves, I think that's the biggest thing. It's not just so much the words themselves, but the feeling. And I just sense it. I can sense that energy and feeling that this is the right person that I can work with, that fits into my programs, and they are going to be successful.
Neat. That's really cool. So it's more of an energy that someone gives off before, you can even tell that if you go to a mixer or something, some energy that somebody walks in the room and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, there's a magnetism, right?
Exactly. It's not about, people. I've gone into rooms and network meetings where they just want to push products because they're needy. They, just want to make a sale. Making a sale, that's nice. But when I talk to someone who has a bigger vision, not just making, a sale or two, but wants to do something much bigger for the world, it's a different energy, totally different energy.
So what is one of your favorite success stories that you like to share? Is there a client that you had that's grown exponentially that you just love that story?
Yeah, the one that I really love, and it surprised me how fast things actually transpired, was a woman who was an employee at a salon, but had a dream of running her own salon, and she was an esthetician, and she still is. And when we started working together, I had her do some exercises. We created a vision board. I had her do some journaling. I had her try, she conveyed to me what she wanted. I knew she wanted to have her own business, to be independent, and to also be able to see her children and spend time with her family. And she also wanted to focus on a certain type of, organic products that would be better for you on the marketplace. And she also wanted to teach other estheticians how to use those products. So within less than a year, she was able to achieve everything she talked about. It was amazing how fast things transpired. Once we started getting the words out of what she really wanted, and she didn't have that freedom to express it to anybody else, because she couldn't talk to her employer, she couldn't talk to anybody, because they didn't feel that they had the ordinary thinking. They didn't really realize that that was possible for her. But I knew it was possible, she knew it was possible, and once we started working through what's the next step that you need to do, she did those steps week by week by week, and before I knew it, she's already gotten a major business. It's now in the best part of town in San Diego here, and she is loving her life.
So you create balanced millionaires. That's what you do.
Exactly. That's my goal, is to work with business owners so they can have the life that they dream of. So that's bottom line.
We're speaking with Eileen Mendel. She is the founder of Inner Edge International. She's a formerly highly paid corporate insider and business strategist, and she's been scaling businesses to higher earnings for over two decades, close to three decades, actually, on Self Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to explore invisible laws of success and what it's like working with venture capitalists. We'll kind of pick her brain a bit. Eileen Mendel on Self Talk Radio Show.
Can't sleep? Try this. Sleep Meditation offers soothing meditations to help you sleep like a baby and awaken what's inside. All you have to do is choose the meditation you want to listen to from our library at sleepmeditation.org, click play, and enjoy. If you want to keep the recording, purchase the downloads you want. Plus, Sleep Meditation offers specials on motivational pieces that help you start positive change, stop bad habits, or sleep like a baby. sleepmeditation.org. Welcome back to Self-Talk Radio Show, What Makes a Balanced Millionaire? The Invisible Laws of Success. We investigate those more with Inner Edge International founder Eileen Mendel on Self-Talk Radio Show.
Yes, we're learning now that, and this was actually something from quantum physics way back from, the era of Einstein.
Yes.
When I've read books on quantum physics, he calls it this spooky energy, and that is something that the higher institutions now are investigating. There is something, there's the string theory, there's, all kinds of things that are coming to light, that there are invisible particles or invisible things that we have not even been aware of that are emanating both, from our words, our thoughts, from everything around us has an energy, a vibration. And that vibration, we can actually either up-level or down-level the vibration depending on what we say and also how we feel. It emanates from basically what you said before, mindset. Mindset, you can control your level of vibration. You can make a quantum leap from where you are now to a higher level of vibration, and that's possible rather than sequentially going through wherever you are now, step by step by step, to that higher level.
So you can get on the interstate of your business instead of the back roads.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's all about the feeling, the mindset, the vibration. I don't know if you've ever felt like when you walked into a room, or somebody walked into a room and you can feel their vibration. It's the, they call it the magnetism or whatever. So if somebody famous walked into a room, they have a vibration that everybody in the room could feel. They call it that aura or that the charm, or that is real. It's real. They're finding out that is something that the person emanates.
Yeah, and it's infectious. Now, is that something that can be taught?
Yes, you can. That's exactly what I mean, a lot of people focus on leadership and you have to do A, B, and C. Real thing is how you think of yourself, as a leader. In observing what other leaders do, but not imitating it, but having your own authentic way of doing that. Like Steve Jobs had his authentic way of running Apple. Not everybody liked it, but he had a vision, and he conveyed that, and he was determined to fulfill the vision of a computer on every desktop. Just having that mindset is so important to making that leap.
Yeah. In the time that you've had Inner Edge International, that you've been working with clients for so long and helping them go into the stratosphere with their businesses, is there any aha moments that you've captured that it seems to be something that's common with every client that you've had come through the door, and once they make that click, then it's like you turn on a faucet and everything starts to happen? What is that click? That's what I've been looking for, the elusive click for people to really go into the stratosphere with their business.
I think when I have the conversation with the clients that I work with, and I tell them, tell me what your vision is, tell me what your dream is for your life and your business. And, at the beginning, they're very conservative of what they say. They write down what's just possible with their current conditions. And I tell them, no. Think out of the box. Think bigger. When you start thinking bigger, What is it really? What is it really? How do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? Don't, you know, allow yourself to be constrained by whatever's going on today. And so then when they start telling me that they want the big house, they want to have more time with the children, take more vacations, doing something differently than they currently have that's way different from what they currently have, and they have a smile on their face when they're talking about that, and I could see how they're beaming, and I say, that's it. That's it. That's your vision. That's what we're going to aim for. Not the little, you know, let's, you know, make a sale today or let's get a few more clients, you know, this year.
I've got to do 20 cold calls today. Yeah, that doesn't put a smile on your face, right?
It's not that.
Right. It's that energy.
You have to go bigger than that. And then once we get that set up and they can see that in their head, in their imagination, and they have it on paper, and they're smiling, I said, that's the one. That's what we're going to shoot for here.
And so then how do you translate that when they do have to make the sale, when they do have to go into that store? Where is it where they make that leap of feeling good about what they're selling?
So I tell them when they're out there creating their products, creating their marketing, working with prospective, you know, their leads, remind yourself what it is that you're wanting and behave and be that person. Be that person who is already there. You're already in that lifestyle.
So envision yourself already there.
Already there. Already there. That it's already happened. It's current, you know, you're living that life. That's who you are.
That's great advice.
You are now.
That's great advice. What would you consider the biggest need in business today?
I would say the biggest need is that the businesses, the people who are creating businesses, they have to start out with a blueprint of what they want to accomplish in their dreams, the lifestyle that they want to live. And then from there, they need to have a life plan that integrates their business with their life. And that is critical to having a successful business. When I thought back as to how we were able to get to a $1 million company, it's I always had everything I did, every single day, everything I did, I held a vision in my mind of what I wanted.
What if that you hold on to that vision and it doesn't happen the way that you're thinking? Now what?
That's just today. You know, you'll have bumps in the road. I mean, that's life.
So there will
be days where you're bummed out and things didn't go the way you planned. But you always go back and think, well, wait a minute, did I really want that client after all? I've had people have talked to other business owners, and I said, you know, I had the ideal client who was going to pay me 2 or 3 times more than what I normally charge, was willing to have this huge project. But you know something? It wasn't my ideal client, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened to me as well. I've learned that you may see a situation that looks wonderful, but then it doesn't turn out. You realize, you know, in your gut feeling, it's not going to turn out. Either they say no or you say no, and then you look back and say, that was a good decision.
And sometimes you have to fire clients that drive you up a wall. I mean, that's part of business is sometimes the customer is not always right, and you have to decide on your own sanity whether to hold on to this client or let them go and go hunt for the client that you love to work with.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No,
and sometimes, like you said, you're already in the middle of a project. You realize that this client has made life really torture for you.
And
you have to make it clear, I'll finish the project, but this is the end of our relationship. You know, I cannot work with you. You just make it clear that it's not going to work out for the future.
Very true. And what surprises you most about what business owners are doing today?
I think what surprises me most is the shift from the thinking of maximum, you know, let's maximize the efficiency, productivity, so we can make more and more money. So they work their people, you know, the whole paradigm of working people to death. You know, I've been in companies where I felt like a slave, like, you know, because they didn't have enough people to do various functions. So I was doing, you know, when I was in the companies, I would do marketing, I would do the sales, I would do the business development. You know, they would stretch their people. And now, nowadays, people will job hop, will jump from one job to another if they're being treated like that. So what's going on, and also companies, the other thing that's happening with companies is that this bullying and sexism and racism has been brought to the forefront. So people aren't going to take it anymore. Businesses are becoming more sensitive and responsive to being more inclusive. So what's happening is that they're bringing in consultants and coaches like myself, because as the outsider, we're better equipped to see how to improve their experiences with their employees and with the marketplace, and also help them develop the tools to motivate their employees so that the business grows and there's less dissension inside the business, that the business can take care of their people. At the same time, the business will take off because people are happy and excited to be in that business.
And I think, you know, having an emotional intelligence in your business is definitely what makes businesses fly. Eileen, I have so enjoyed talking to you more about the Balanced Millionaire Mindset. Can people get more information? Where do they find more about you?
I have a website, www.innerEdgeInternational.com, if they want to set up an appointment or talk to me further about what I can do to help them and what their needs are. They can call me at my office, and that's 442-224-0160, or email me at em@innerEdgeInternational.com.
Eileen Mendel, she's the founder of Inner Edge International, a formerly highly paid corporate insider and business strategist. She's been scaling businesses to higher earnings for close to 3 decades. Thank you so much for being on the show, Eileen.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it very much.
You can find Self Talk Radio Show at selftalkradioshow.com, on Alexa. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, and on Facebook. I'm Sarah Spencer. Thanks for listening to Self Talk Radio Show.